Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Teja Tarni. So Omagana Timiranda Shaganjana Shlokaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So today is the celebration, commemoration of the appearance of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. So we're going to speak a little bit about him. First, we're going to talk about his ontological position, and that's a big word for all of you. Basically means who he is, what's his identity. Okay, so first we'll start with five personalities, which are called the what? Pancha Tattva. Good, you all got it. Tattva basically means something that, or a category, an identity. I mean, it's hard to put an exact word in English, but something that exists. It is, you know, that is, so to speak. So, in other words, as we hear from the Bhagavad Gita, nasato vijite bhavo na bhavo vijite sata ubiyo api drishtavantas tvanios tadvadarshabhi, that what do the sages say? The sages say that those things that continue to exist or eternal are real, and those things that have a beginning and an end, they may be there, but in an ultimate, absolute, you know, eternal sense, they're not real. And for example, this chair, it's there. We're not denying, we're not saying, you know, nothing is real. Strawberry fields forever, as the Beatles said. The chair is real, but it has no ultimate, this material energy that is forming the chair has no ultimate existence as a chair. And how can I say that? Because I do know that within some period of time, this chair will either be burnt or the worms or whatever, you know, insects will eat it, or it will be finished as a chair. And the material energy will continue to exist. That's a tattva. That's called the mahatattva. This material energy continues to exist, although sometimes it's manifest, sometimes it's not manifest. Sometimes in the unmanifest stage it's called a pra, what's the rest of the word? Pradhan. Pradhan. That's the unmanifest stage of the material energy. And sometimes it's manifest. So, therefore we say, you know, this chair is not the ultimate reality. It's there. It's real. But ultimately, it's not real. So it's not a tattva. This chair is not a tattva. That's interesting. But it's composed of a tattva, which is this material energy. Oh, there's my teacher. She'll be grading me on this class. So, who?
Majanalila?
Yeah, Majanalila.
She says, I should tell you that she's the reason I'm late.
Okay, she's very nice. So anyway, so this chair is not a tattva, although it's composed of, you know, a tattva, the material energy. So now we're going to start talking about the five tattvas, people that are always existent, which is interesting. And their particular identities are always existent. For example, this identity I have is not a tattva, because it's not always existent, although I am a tattva. That's interesting. I'm a jiva tattva. That's my category. So I'm eternal. You know, and the Bhagavad Gita tells us this too, you know, najayate mriyate va kadachan nayam bhutva va bhavita va nabuyaha. For the soul there's never birth nor death, nor does he ever cease to be. He's unborn, primeval, not slain. When the body is slain, all those nice things we learned from the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So, this body is not a tattva. It's not that somehow or other in some other universe, this body or Pure Krishna Das Goswami is enacting his pastimes in the city. You know, although the scientists do talk about parallel universes, but it's not that I'm sitting in some other universe, or I'm just being born in some other universe, or just doing my Moshe Leela in another universe, or that means the final pastimes, or taking sannyas in another universe. You understand what I'm talking about? It's not like that. I took sannyas 1978, and it's finished. Not that I'm finished, but it's finished. You know, it's not an eternally recurring pastime. I hope it's not. It'll be like that movie, isn't it? Where one simply lives the same day over and over again. Groundhog Day, yeah. So, but with these personalities, we're talking about the Panchatattva now, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shidwaita Gadadha, Shivasiddhi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, of course the devotees too. Their identity and their manifestation that we, of course we didn't observe, or maybe I did observe, but were there on this earth planet over 500 years ago, they're eternal. And those pastimes are eternal. That's called Nitya Leela. You understand? Nitya Leela means, like Prabhupada describes sometimes, that Krishna somewhere is being born or appearing in some universe. Krishna in another universe is doing the battle of Kurukshetra pastime. Krishna in another universe is dancing with the gopis. And so these are, like Prabhupada said, a routine spool. And that's, of course, in reference to the old style of movies where you had like all these different frames that passed by the projector. And just like, you know, you would have different shows every 3 or 4 times a day. I don't know if you remember this. That the same show would be there 3 or 4 times a day in the same movie theater or in different movie theaters around the country. So that's, in other words, that keeps reoccurring. So the identity of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, and Advaita Acharya, and Srivastakur, of course, this is eternal. Eternal. Therefore, we call it the Panchatattva. And you can go to the spiritual world and interact with these five personalities. And you can go to some other universe where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are taking place and interact with these five personalities. Pretty cool, isn't it? Like that. So that's, you know, I think it's important to understand what we mean by Panchatattva. You know, everything else, you know, it's temporary. You know, this building is temporary. My body's temporary. And everything else is not a tattva, except it's a manifestation of a tattva. Okay. So let's talk about the different members of the Panchatattva. There's Lord Chaitanya, of course, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Radhakrishna Nahiyanya, he's Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And then Lord Nityananda, Balaram, Hoila Nitai, who is Balaram. And then you have Advaita Acharya, who is Mahavishnu, Sadashiva, etc., like that. And of course, we may say, you know, who is Sadashiva? Sadashiva is actually a Vishnu Tantra expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the spiritual realm. I asked Gopi Puranada Prabhu that question, you know, how can Advaita Acharya, who is Vishnu Tattva, Vishnu Tattva means the category of God, how can he actually be Shiva, you know, Sadashiva, and Gopi Pranadana Prabhu, who, my dear God brother, who passed away a number of years ago, explained that that's Vishnu Tattva, Sadashiva. Anyway, and then, of course, you have Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, who we'll get to in a second, and Shivas, who is Jiva Tattva. He represents us in one sense, but he's also eternally Srivas Thakur. It's not that you or me can become Srivas Thakur. He is Srivas Thakur. You cannot become Mother Yashoda. You cannot become Nanda Maharaj. You cannot, of course, I don't want to even say Radharani. You cannot become, these are special personalities, and some of them are Shakti Tattva. But Srivas Thakur is Jiva Tattva. He's the same category as us. Jivatattva. And of course, Jivatattva is the marginal potency of the Lord. And that means marginal means you can go either way. You're on the margin. And Tatashta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that as being like when you go to the seashore, you have the sea, of course, and you have the shore, seashore. And there's a line of demarcation between the water and the land, right? It's not actually a place, which is interesting. It's not actually, Tatashta is not actually a place. It just indicates the line of demarcation, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You know, you're either in the water or you're on land. Of course, you may have 1 foot, like many devotees I know. They have 1 foot in the material energy, another foot in the spiritual energy. So I guess you could say they're in the Tatashta. Interesting way of putting it. So let's get back to Gadadharpada Goswami. So according to the Gaurad Ganadesh Deepika, the Gaurad Ganadesh Deepika is a wonderful book written by Kavi Karnapur. He wrote many, many literatures about Krishna's pastimes and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. But in this particular book, he writes about who was who. It's almost like when you go to a play in New York, which many of you may have not gone to, you get who is who. You know, so-and-so is playing, like Krishnapriya is playing the part of Radharani in this play. Mother Irma is playing the part of Sripanaka, which you have played. So, you know, you get your play. It's called a playbill. Anyone seen that? When you go to a play, it's called a playbill. I used to go all the time and to Broadway. Not to play, but to observe. So Kavi Karnapur's book, The Gaurad Ganadesh Deepika, is like the playbill, Who is Who? You know, that is, who is who from Brajalila, not that Brajalila, who is who from the Leela in Vrindavan, and who they are playing, or who they are in reality. It's not simply playing, but who they are. Because in a drama, you're playing a part of someone you're not. But in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the same person, but they're not simply playing a part because it's an eternal part. They are that person, too. So it's a little bit different than that particular analogy I just gave. So anyway, so who is who? So he describes, and actually, I'm going to read some of the Chaitanya Charitamrita from this. He describes that Gadadhar Pandit is the daughter of Rishabhanu, or he actually says Rishabhanu Nandini, which is actually a beautiful name. That means the daughter of Rishabhanu. And that's also confirmed in Swarup Damodar Goswami's notebooks, as well as in the songs of Vasudev Ghosh and in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, no one can describe the characteristics and ecstatic love of Gadadhar Pandit. And another name for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in other words, Lord Chaitanya is actually even named after Gadadhar Pandit, is Gadadhar Prananath. It means the life. Prana means like the very life air of someone. You know, Prana Priya. You're my dear life air. You know, it's actually a very affectionate term that the husband can use for the wife. And the wife calls the husband Prananath. You're oh my God! Now I'll get in trouble. So it means the Lord of my life air, basically. It's an interesting statement. Prananath and Pranapriya, the dearmost of my prana, my life. You know, like having yoga, you know, pran. So it's life airs. It's actually quite interesting. So Lord Chaitanya is known as Gadadhar Prananath, the life and soul of Gadadhar Pandit. So So Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. But another point is that we see in the interactions between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami that Gadadhar Pandit is very submissive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He doesn't really talk back at all. That's very interesting, because we know that Srimati Radharani is what we call a left-handed gopi. Of course, she's the head of all the gopis and the left-handed gopi. So there's left-handed gopis, right-handed gopis. That doesn't mean how they write or how they use their computer or anything like that. It means basically, left-handed gopi means the gopis who can talk back to Krishna. And the gopis in the right hand, like Chandravali, they may get a little angry sometimes, but it's not to the extent that Srimati Radharani talks back to Krishna. Like you have Srimati Radharani getting angry with Krishna, and she has her associates like Lalita Devi, who hold sticks to keep Krishna from coming near her. They're ready to beat Krishna. And even there's some pastimes where the gopis get so angry with Krishna and the coward boys when they're trying to collect taxes that they tie them to trees. You know, they come back and they overpower the coward boys one day and they tie them to trees and they beat them. And, you know, even there, this poor Madhu Mangal, he gets beaten on the rear end by the gopis sometimes. And they have to make it up by giving him a lot of laddus, isn't it? So, you know, they bribe him, you know, and then he blesses them that Krishna will be pleased with them. Anyway, so Radharani, so we just said that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is Radharani, directly. So why is he so submissive? I'm going to tell a story of his submission. Once upon a time, Gadadhar Pandit, there's many stories of this submission, but this is an interesting story that involves Ballabhacharya. Ballabhacharya is known as the Acharya of the Pushti Marg, and if you go to, especially Maharashtra and other places in India, he's very much worshipped. Gujaratis, in the Gujarat, they worship him. And they actually, he's like their Mahaprabhu. So what happened is Ballabhabhatta, before he became Ballabhacharya, was attempting to read to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which he said that he was finding fault in Sridhar Swami's commentary. Sridhar Swami is one of the original commentators. And he basically, because he was close to Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, he basically forced Gadadhar Pandit Goswami to hear this commentary. And so Lord Chaitanya manifested, let's say, a mood of being a little upset with Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, because Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was associating with this Ballabhacharya. And so eventually, of course, Ballabhacharya becomes rectified because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastises him, and Ballabhacharya apologizes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later, Lord Chaitanya asks him, this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, then why didn't you reproach me? You know, normally in a relationship, isn't it? If someone is ignoring you. I mean, not that Lord Chaitanya was yelling at him or anything like that, but he was basically keeping him to the side. In a relationship, you'll say, you know, what's wrong? Why aren't you paying any attention to me? But Gadadhar Pandit, he just tolerated it. He didn't say anything to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, eventually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave permission for Ballabhacharya to take initiation from Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. And actually, most of the people, the Pushti Marg, won't admit that to this day. But actually, Ballabhacharya is initiated by Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. So, anyway, so the point I'm making is that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was completely submissive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was 1 year In the Navadvipa pastimes, he was 1 year younger before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was Lord Chaitanya's associate. They would play together when they were little kids. But Lord Chaitanya had a different mood than Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. Lord Chaitanya's mood was very like frolicsome and teasing and challenging, and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was actually a very serious student. A very, very serious student. So getting back to the mood, so how is it that, this is very interesting, that how is it that he is so submissive when in Radharani is not so submissive? And you may say, Radharani, she's the best of Krishna's devotees, so how can Krishna's best of Krishna's devotees be not submissive? Or talk back. She's ultimately, everything she does is for Krishna's pleasure. Because Krishna enjoys rasa. You understand? He enjoys all sorts of varieties of relationships or tastes. It's not that he only enjoys, you know, when his girlfriend are submissive. I mean, that's okay. Sorry about that. That's okay, but Krishna enjoys, you know, like anger, the indirect rasas we have. Just like we all enjoy these things from time to time. They flavor our different relationships. You know, we may have a relationship with someone as a mother or sister or something like that, but if we just like don't have any flavor in that relationship, you know, like you're my brother. Okay, brother. Okay, brother. Okay, but there has to be some flavor, like between Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, there was different flavors. Even Lakshman sometimes objected to certain things that Lord Ram wanted him to do, like putting Sita into the fire. But he ultimately followed. But there was a flavor, there's back and forth in a relationship. So Krishna likes it very much when his girlfriends are feisty. It's an interesting word. So getting back to the point, why is Gadadhar Pandit Goswami so submissive? And the acharyas describe that because Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and sometimes one acharya described that he stole the bhav. You understand? He took on that unsubmissive bhav, so Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was submissive. Because in different roles, when the same people are playing different roles, you know, I don't like to use the word role, but they're in different situations, then they may act differently just because of the circumstantial situation. So Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was very submissive to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, let's see, oh yeah, here's another story about his submission to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm going to read from the Majjalila chapter 16, where Krishna, that is Lord Chaitanya, attempts to go to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya, of course, in our evening class, we talked about how Lord Chaitanya was tricked to go back to Shantipur rather than to Vrindavan right after he took sannyas. But then when he was in Jagannath Puri, he made a plan to go to Vrindavan. And when he was on his way to Vrindavan, he had just left Jagannath Puri, he noticed that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was following him. Now, you may say, what's wrong with Gadadhar Pandit Goswami following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Well, the point is that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was in a particular order of sannyas called Kshetra sannyas, which is like a vanaprastha type of order. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in this day and age, Kshetra sannyas is a preferable order of sannyas. In fact, it's described that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who, you know, was a great personality and practically in charge under the king in Jagannath Puri, was a Kshetra sannyasi. So Kshetra sannyas means one takes a vow, in this particular case, in the case of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, you take a vow to remain in a holy place and serve the deities. You know, service. It's based on service. The main point of Kshetra Sannyasa, it's based on service. It's not that I'm just a Kshetra Sannyasi, you know, I don't have to make a living anymore. I can be with everybody and just like hang out. But service is actually at the very root, the key in a Vaishnava's behavior. Because Jivera Svarupohoi, Nitya Krishna Das. We're servants. You know, many times we think, you know, we're enjoyers of kirtan. Of course we do enjoy kirtan. We're enjoyers of giving class. But basically, Gopi Bharata Padakamala Dasa 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 Anudasa, isn't it? We're all servants. And when you come to that realization, you know, I meditate on that in terms of my relationship with Srila Prabhupada. When I come to that realization, I become happy. And when I try to be a big guru and master, and they, you know, Ishwara Hama Humbogi Siddho Hum Balavan Sukhi, I just get completely upset, angry, agitated. So, anyway, so Kshetra Sannyas means basically to take a vow of service, not just to remain in a holy place, but to take a vow of practical service, to do something. You know, I'm just staying here in Vrindavan waiting to die. I'm going to die because I want to die in Vrindavan. In the meantime, you know, just give me my prasadam. So anyway, so he was, took a vow of service to the deity of Tota Gopinath. Tota Gopinath is a very beautiful deity in Jagannath Puri. And it's one of the few really big deities of Krishna that's sitting down. And the reason he's sitting down rather than standing up is that, well, previously he used to stand up. And why isn't he sitting down? I mean, why did the deity sit down? Because Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, being devoted to that deity, was getting old at one particular point. At least that's the external pastime that he was getting old. We understand Gadadhar Pandit Goswami has a spiritual body, and there's no question of old age or anything like that. But anyway, it's a pastime. And he wasn't able to stand up. I mean, sometimes when you get, not sometimes, but when you get old, you can't do what you used to do. And so what happened, he wasn't able to reach up there. You know, Krishna was kind of tall. And so he was thinking, well, I guess I'm not going to be able to do deity worship anymore. So Krishna decided to sit down so he could do deity worship. Wow, what a relationship with the deity, isn't it? Where the deity sits down so you can stress him. Let's see if Radhika Lokananda sits down for Krishna Priya one day. Then I will be impressed. Anyway, so he sat down. So Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was connected to this deity of Tota Gopinath. And actually, even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Lord Chaitanya entered into the deity. And to this day, if you give the pujari 100 rupees, at least that was the price a few years ago, he'll show you the streak, the golden streak on the thigh of the deity where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered. That's how Lord Chaitanya ended his pastimes on this earth. And Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, also when he left this world, he entered into the deity room and then gone. Actually similar with Mirabai too, that she went in and all they found was her instrument after that particular point in the deity room. So these are pastimes. So anyway, he was very dedicated to the service of the deity. But when Lord Chaitanya left, he followed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is, I'm going to read some of the verses here. So he followed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested, when he was requested by Lord Chaitanya to return to Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit told the Lord, "Wherever you are staying as Jagannath Puri, let my so-called Kshetra Sannyas go to hell." Now that's really heavy. I mean, it's just, he's not a Westerner. You know, Westerners, you know, we, our vows, isn't it? Our promise, okay, broke my promise, you know, Hare Krishna. But in that culture, it's considered something extremely heavy. Like you have these stories in the Mahabharata about what Grandfather Bhishma keeping his promise, or even Bhimsen keeping his promise to break the thighs of Duryodhana. I mean, the promise, or Arjuna promising to kill Jayadrath in one day. Otherwise, he would just like self-immolate. So here you have this great, so much great devotion. This is what I'm trying to illustrate between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. That this is the gopis' mood. The same mood as the gopis. Because the gopis, let's just actually do a parallel thing here. The gopis were so-called married. Of course, we understand during the pastimes, early pastimes, when Krishna stole the gopis' clothes and other situations, and when Lord Brahma took away the coward boys and Krishna took the part of the coward boys, they actually got married to Krishna. But anyway, there were so-called husbands of the gopis, and there was dharma that they were supposed to follow. Like I said, for those of us in America, understanding the principle of dharma in society is so difficult. It just doesn't go into our little brains. You know, you keep your promises, you stay chaste and everything like that. So when the gopis went to join Krishna in the rasa dance, they had renounced everything that was important in that society, which is their respectability. In fact, later on, when Krishna left Vrindavan, they actually were really upset with Krishna. You know, we renounced, gave up our respectability, and then you left us. So, let's get back to Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. So, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is saying something, let my Kshetra Sannyas, which is actually a very important vow, promise to the deities, go to hell. And actually, the word hell is used here. Rasatala. You know, it's not just like Prabhupada's paraphrasing. It's the really what's there. Mora yoka rasatala. My let it go to hell. Oh my God. And then when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Gadadhar Pandit to remain at Jagannath Puri and engage in Gopinath's service, Gadadhar Pandit replied, one renders service to Gopinath a million times simply by seeing your lotus feet, which is true. Lord Chaitanya said, if you abandon his service, it will be my fault. It is better that you remain here and render service. That will be my satisfaction. And Gadadhar Pandit said, don't worry. All the faults will be on my head. I shall not accompany you, but I shall go alone. I shall go to see Shachimata, but I shall not go for your sake. I shall be responsible for abandoning my vow and service to Gopinath. So then Gadadhar Pandit Goswami traveled alone, right behind Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, he was alone, but he was following at a distance. And they arrived in Cuttack. And Lord Chaitanya called him, and there was it's described that no one can understand the loving intimacy between Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit gave up his vow and service to Gopinath just as one gives up a piece of straw. And Prabhupada describes in his purport, this kind of loving affection can be understood only by very confidential devotees. Ordinarily, no one can understand its purport. And, you know, I try to explain it before how important was this particular vow. Gadadhar Pandit's behavior was very pleasing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord took his hand and spoke to him, displaying the anger of love. You've abandoned Gopinath's service and broken your vow to live in Puri. All that is now complete because you have come so far. Your wanting to go with me is simply a desire for sense gratification. It actually wasn't, I mean, obviously. In this way, you are breaking two regulated principles. Because of this, I am unhappy. If you want my happiness, please return to Nilachal. You will simply condemn me if you say any more about this matter. Saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got into a boat, and Gadadhar Pandit immediately fell down unconscious. Wow. So, in some of the Navadvipa pastimes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit were actually worshipped as Radha and Krishna, which is interesting. So, because sometimes people complain, why should we put a peacock feather on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? But sometimes he actually took that position. And it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and in some of the other literatures, the historical literatures, that sometimes Gadadhar Pandit Goswami and Lord Chaitanya would sit on the altar and Advaitacharya would worship them as Radha and Krishna. He would do an arti to them. Wow. Okay, so we got a few more minutes. Other stories about Gadadhar Pandit Goswami? Well, anyway, let me give a brief biography. He appeared in this world in 1486, left this world in 1534. He was from a Brahmin caste in India, and as I mentioned before, he was always the childhood friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He associated quite a bit with Ishwarapuri, the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, he helped edit the Krishna Lilamrita, which was written by Ishwarapuri. He liked solitude. And one time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was acting, let's say, in so-called proud fashion, because he was very much into argumentation and approaching the devotees and even challenging the devotees, Lord Chaitanya was approached by Gadadhar, and Gadadhar said, we'll pray that you become a devotee or something like that. And Lord Chaitanya said, one day I will become so great that even Lord Brahma and Shiva will worship me. And Gadadhar thought, wow, he's really proud. And then there's the story, we told the story of the Kshetra Sannyas, Gadadhar giving diksha to Vallabhavata, and okay, hopefully we have the, no, we don't have time for this story. But when, every day, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in, the other story I want to tell was the initiation of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. But every day when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami would read to him from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he would give the Srimad Bhagavatam class to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So later on, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Srinivasacharya, who wanted to study the Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, went to Jagannath Puri. And so he went to Jagannath Puri, and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami was there and bereft and ready to leave this world, and Swarup Damodar Goswami was ready to leave the world too. So he said, can you teach me the Bhagavatam? So they pulled out this Bhagavatam that he was using to read from to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Bhagavatam was illegible because Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, as he was reading the Bhagavatam, he was crying. And his tears were just like washing away all the writing and the ink, because those were palm leaves in those particular days. It wasn't like the pages that we have now. And so Srinivasacharya couldn't hear the Bhagavatam, so he had to go and out of Jagannath Puri to get the another copy of the Bhagavatam. So when he came back with the second copy of the Bhagavatam, he discovered that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami and Swarup Damodar Goswami had left this world, and he was bereft. And such is the story of Srinivasacharya that in many of his pastimes, when he went to a particular place, he discovered great Vaishnavas. Like when he went to Vrindavan, he discovered Rupa and Sanatana just left, and he's always feeling this mood of intense separation from the Vaishnavas who just leave right before he gets to that particular location. So Gadadhar would read the Bhagavatam every day to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that's all we have time for today. Tonight we'll speak a little bit more during our evening class, 5 o'clock, about Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. So we pray for his mercy on this particular day. It is a very important day in the Vaishnava calendar. It's not a fast day. Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is very merciful to us. We don't have to fast today. Okay, all glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, Ki Jai. All right. Sarir Hari Hare Vulitse Nayaneva Venir Manga Vulitse Have Hulaka Sarir Hari Hare Vulitse Nayaneva Venir Arakave Nitai Chander Karuna Hoibe Samsara Pachana Mora Kave Tucha Hoibe 在战内，Corona 会被三杀的巴沙那摩拉咖啡就叫一杯。别傻呀，傻提呀咖啡，修那和美满那。Kabeha mahi rabbo shri Vrindavanava Vishaya chatiya kabe Shudakabe mahana Kabeha mahi rabbo shri Vrindavanava Lupa Radunata Pade Hoy me akute Kamehama Pujabo se Yugala Pirti Rupa Radunata Pade Hoy me akute Kamehama Pujabo se Yugala Pirti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahumorasa Pratana Kore Sada Narottamudas Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahumorasa Pratana Kore Sada Narottamudas Gauranga Lite Pulaka Sare Hane Ate Bune Jai na ya gunai bhavave ne Gauranga bhani jai habe Purakasare Hane ate bhuti Jai na ya gunai bhavave ne Gauranga bhuli jai habe Pulaka sare Hare hare Bore te nayane Bhavavene Goranga Balite have Pulaka sare Hare hare Bore te nayane Bhavavene Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ore Ore. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Ore Ore. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nagate Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Hare Krishna, Nanda Nanda, Hare Krishna, Nanda Nanda, Hare. Jaya Radha, Hare Krishna, Nanda Nanda, Hare Krishna, Nanda Nanda, Hare. Jaya Radha. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jaya Sri Ravad, hey, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Parivadakacharya, also Teta, Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalananda Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Gichad, Iskan, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Gichad, Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Gijai Namacharya Shnohida Stakur Gijai Prem Seikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhaktivinda Gijai Shishi Radha Krishna Gopikapada Sayam Kun Radhagunda Giri Govardhan Gijai Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturam Kijai, Jagannatha Swami Kijai, Yamunamari Kijai, Srimati Talas He Devi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Vol. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Vishvaraya Krishna Prasad Guru Vaishnava. Stay, says Vadevati, says Vasnavati, Pashtaradeshna. When will that opportune moment come to me when I shiver upon chanting the name of Lord Gauranga? When shall I cry while chanting Hare Krishna? When will I receive the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda so that my desires for material enjoyment become insignificant? When will my mind be purified of material anxieties and desires so that I can understand Vrindavana? When shall I be very eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis so that I can understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna? The lotus feet of the six Goswamis are my only shelter. In constant separation from them, I remain Narottama Das. Narottama Das Thakur Ki Jai. Okay, Shikshashtika.